Coach is on the road once again, taking you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here for the Chicago Cubs.
Ben Brown, pitcher with the Chicago Cubs.
Where are you from, Ben?
I'm from New York.
New York?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're one big city to another big city.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes of what it's like being a Major League Baseball player. So, you know, when you think about all the thoughts you had of getting to the big leagues, when you crossed that threshold and got here, I mean, how different was it from what you expected?
Huge weight off my shoulders for sure. You know, even when you're in the minors for so long and all the questions that can come through your head, but yeah, it's pretty much what I expected and what I dreamed of. They really do it up here, and you know, they make it all worth it. You know, the whole grind, it's all worth it once you're here for sure.
Yeah, no more Motel 6 time.
No, no, that, yeah.
And them long bus rides, all them days over.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, in that road, that roller coaster to getting here, I mean, what are some of the highs and lows that you went through?
Man, Tommy John surgery, COVID was really difficult on a lot of guys, you know, a year off baseball. I had another injury coming back from Tommy John, so it was just, you know, the injuries were hard, the lack of pay was really hard, you know, just trying to navigate being a good husband in the minor leagues is difficult as well. Like, there was a lot of stuff for sure.
So who were some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
Oh, man. I could just go on and on. I mean, last year, I'm super thankful for Shane Green, Tyler Duffy. Last year was probably the hardest year yet, honestly, and those dudes really got me through. And when I was with the Phillies, I had a really good crew of rehabbers I was rehabbing with when I had my elbow surgery. So props to those guys for sure.
And, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. I always told my guys that it's all about getting an opportunity for the scouts to know you. How did you get yourself on the radar?
Basically, my high school coach gave a call to a Mets scout about 4 games into the season, just begged him to come down and watch me pitch. I was very under-recruited and kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And finally got an opportunity to pitch in front of a couple scouts, and after that it kind of blew up a little bit. But 33rd round, it wasn't too crazy.
So you got, you was plugged, in other words.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
You use your connections.
Yeah, my high school coach helped out for sure.
So you ain't forgot about the high school coach.
No, right? I love him.
Every Christmas he get a present, and birthday and all that.
He's my man. He just wants a phone call every once in a while. He's the man.
I got some guys that played in the big leagues. They don't even call me.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's messed up.
I might tell them, man, tell them, don't forget the coach.
No, don't forget your coaches for sure. They're really important.
So what is it like being a part of the Chicago Cubs team?
Yeah, this is a historic franchise. It's winning a lot of baseball games right now. That's the most important thing. We're winning and we're having fun, and we're really confident that we can go out there and beat any team in the league. So, you know, we're confident that we're a good team. You know, we just have to bounce back when things get hard, but we're doing a really good job just persevering through some injuries and whatnot, and we're playing ball really well.
So do you pinch yourself like I'm really here?
Sometimes for sure. It's nice to wake up and go to the field every day for sure.
Okay, so let's take those youngsters. Last question. Let's take those youngsters behind the scenes. When you got that call, he was going to the big leagues. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of phone calls I made after that. One call led to a lot of calls, but just the rush of that and the pure emotions of finally making it and your dream coming true, I can't even explain it. It's just something someone would have to live out. But I'm sure there's a lot of things in life when you finally reach the pinnacle of your career. It's really cool.
Did you cry?
Not too bad, no.
He ain't going to let nobody know he cried. Coach on the road with the man.
Appreciate it.
It's definitely an awesome opportunity just, again, for baseball players to get exposure. I mean, who would not want to have that, you know, opportunity to be able to take advantage of that? You know, say, hey, your high school days are over. You know, maybe you didn't go to college, or maybe you played a year or two of college and you still want an opportunity to play baseball. This league of your own sounds like a great opportunity for you to be able to invest in yourself